Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. A special guest in the building. Today, what we're going to do, we're going to talk to a pal of mine, Miss Michalina Scorsese. She is an award-winning actress, producer, director, and she has a new project. It's called Girl in the Palms. It's coming out. Well, it's out now on your favorite streaming platforms. And this movie, well, The Girl in the Palms is a story of a young woman at the crossroads of her life after experiencing a mysterious tragedy. Our lead actress, Luna, leaves everything she knows behind and rides her thumb south of Florida, hitchhiking. Modern-day Alice in Wonderland, she meets a plethora of amazing characters and has illuminated adventures to inform her a quest for self-actualization. For this hippie hideaway, for the open sea, to the edge of Key West, Girl in the Palms is a Technicolor odyssey that you don't want to miss. So, check it out on all of your favorite streaming platforms right now. But I get a chance to sit down and talk with Michalina Scorsese about, because not only is she an actress in the film, she actually produced this film and brought it to the streaming services we have. I don't have a ton of time with it, but it was good to kind of pick her brain with this. So it's a hell of a podcast right here, hell of an interview. But before we get started, I want to talk about everything revolving around Just Talking With Sam podcast can be found at samshownation.com, your home for everything relating to the Just Talking With Sam podcast. And my eagle eye people, if you go to the homepage, the current promotions page, you will see a donate button. Hey, we have been doing this for over 14 years, and that donate button been there, and you guys have been always generous to the podcast. I'm just asking you again, hit that donate button and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. That be whatever it is, I guarantee every single solitary red cent goes right back and make this podcast a bigger, better, greater podcast, knock out server costs, give us more tech, give us the things we get a chance to do. So we thank you for doing that. The steal from PBS for viewers like you. Speaking of viewers, interviews in their format can be found on our YouTube page at Just Talk With Sam at YouTube, Just Talk With Sam podcast at YouTube. And maybe you one of those people who want a little bang for your buck, you can always go to samshownation.com. You get the store link and get all your Just Talk With Sam swag there, whether that be t-shirts, hats, stickers, whatever you need to show the world that you really like this podcast, it's all right there. So go to samshownation.com, click the store link, and get everything that you need. All the profits go right back to this podcast to make a bigger, better, greater podcast. Speaking of the podcast itself, you can always go to samshownation.com. You can hit the podcast link and you can hear the audio version of all of your favorite podcasts. You can catch up. You can start from day one. You can go, if you want to hear something, you want to hear it again, it's all right there. But maybe you listen to podcasts a little bit differently. If you are on any of the services, we're on all of that. We are wherever podcasts can be found, whether that be iTunes, Stitcher, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, whatever. Just put in Just Talk With Sam, no G in talking, Just Talk With Sam podcast, and we are right there. You can listen. Only thing we ask, hey, when you get a chance, subscribe, rate, and review. Well, before we jump into this great interview with Michalina Scorsese, we got a few sponsors this week, and go to samshownation.com. You click the current promotions page. You can see some of these. And the first one is the good folks at Eminem. Yes, this is an ad for Eminem. But I need you guys to understand, Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't get caught up, man. You can skip the flowers and give chocolate. And if you go to samshownation.com right now, you click that Eminem's link, you can save 15% off all bulk candy in whatever form. Whether you get the gift boxes, whether you get the candy itself, whether you get the hearts, the whatever you need to give this candy in to the mother in your life, you can save 15% off bulk candy with the promo code SUPERB. But you can only do that by going to samshownation.com and clicking that link. So put in the promo code SUPERB and get 15% off bulk candy. Skip the flowers. Your mom wants chocolates. Flowers are nice. You look at them, everything is cool. But your mama been putting up with you all your life. Trust me, she would like some M&Ms. That's just how it works. I don't know. So go to samshownation.com, click the M&Ms link, save 15% off bulk candy by putting in the promo code SUPERB. Our next sponsor is the good folks at MLB Shop. Look, go to SamShowNation.com. You click the MLB Shop link. Yes, Major League Baseball is back, and it's back in a big way. My Detroit Tigers are crushing it. Granted, it's early in the season, but I'm feeling good about them. But not just to talk about my Tigers, you go to SamShowNation.com, you click that MLB Shop link, and they have what is called the City Connect gear. They are proud to be your ultimate destination for all of your MLB City Connect merchandise. Whether you're a diehard fan or simply love the game of baseball, their extensive collection of city-inspired MLB teams and apparel and accessories are everything you need to root for your favorite teams. By going to SamShowNation.com, you click in that link. From the City Connect hats, you can get City Connect shirts, hoodies, socks, a wide range of products to represent your favorite team and your style. Their commitment to quality ensures that you receive authentic and officially licensed City Connect gear, allowing you to show off your team spirit, your city spirit, with pride. Shop today by going to SamShowNation.com. You clicking that MLBShop.com link on the current promotions page, you can discover a perfect gear to support your team. Whatever your team is, they have special edition jerseys provided a fresh and unique twist on the traditional team uniforms. Whether you're a Diamondbacks fan, you like the Braves, Orioles, Sox, Cubs, well, White Sox or Red Sox, Cincinnati Reds out here. Get them Angels, them Dodgers, them Marlins, the Brewers, the Mets, Pirates, Padres, Giants, Mariners, Rangers, Nationals, and anyone else I haven't missed. You can go ahead and get that. Each MLB City Connect jersey incorporates elements of that city and pay homage to the team's history, local landmarks, and community pride. So go to SamShowNation.com. You click the MLBShop.com link, and you can get your City Connect gear. And if you act now, all orders over $24, you get free shipping by putting in the promo code 24FS at checkout. That's only through SamShowNation.com. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click the MLB Shop on the current promotions page, get your City Connect gear, 24FS at checkout for free shipping on all orders over $24. You want to hurry up because this is a limited time offer and some exclusions may apply. And lastly, certainly not leastly, the good people at Target. Hey, yes, that Target. Look, Target's not dumb. And they know you're not dumb. And they don't want to keep you out in the cold. If you go to SamShowNation.com, you click that Target link, you can hurry up and get some gift ideas for mom or the mothers in your life. Mother's Day is around the corner. What Target wants you to do is celebrate the many faces of motherhood. You don't necessarily have to talk about your mom, just your mom. You can talk about your sister. You can talk about your lady down the street. You can talk about your auntie. You can talk about whoever. All the moms in your life. You want to celebrate, and they have a lot of good gift ideas at, you know, different price ranges, depending on how you feel about that mother in your life. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Target link, and by doing so, you can shop as you normally would. You can sit there, whether it be at your phone or your laptop, and you can order it right then and there. They send it right to your house. Or you're feeling so bold, you can have it sent to your friendly neighborhood Target. You can pick it up, you can have it right there in your hand. You can do it. They have a bunch of same day shipping, whether it be or same day pickups. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click the Target link, celebrate the mothers in your life. Many faces of motherhood brought to you by Target. Well, that's enough of me right now. What I'm going to do, I'm going to reset these mics, and we're going to talk about the latest project called Girl in the Palms on your favorite streaming platform right now. And I get a chance to chop it up with Michelina Scorsese. Let's talk about the movie. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk with Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
don't know this till like right now. Seriously. Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Thank you so much for joining the podcast. I want to get into this.
Stop it, Sam.
What?
Thank you.
No. Let's get into it. But I don't know if you know about my show. I don't know if they gave you notes, whatever. We start every podcast by doing what is called the over-the-top intro, because we are super grateful for anybody who wants to pal it up with us, talk about their projects, or just spend some time with us. So if you don't mind, give me 1 second. I just got to get this up out of my system. You ready?
It's all right. Whatever you need.
My next guest is an award-winning actress, producer, director. Michelina is the owner and operator of independent production company, Independent Artist Collaborative, LLC, and is on the board of directors for the Saratoga Springs International Film Festival. She's a proud member of the Producers Guild of America, and stepping back from in front of the camera, she is here to talk about her latest project, the film Girl in the Palms, streaming on your favorite streaming service right now. Michelina Scorsese, welcome to the podcast.
Wow, Sam, thank you. That's great.
Well, let's jump into it.
I appreciate that.
Of course. I know we don't have a ton of time, but I want to jump into this project and expand from this, because not only are you the executive producer of this project, but you are also, you play the character Jerry. What about that? In front and behind the camera, that made you interested in Girl in the Palms?
Well, that's a great question. I like to, Sam, if I'm in something, if at all possible, because I am a member of the Producers Guild also, if at all possible, I also like to produce, because I like to get, I don't know if I can say, like to get crap done, and I work really hard. So I think it helps as a female filmmaker to be able to behind the camera and in front of the camera. It just gives me comfort in knowing how things are run. There's certain things on a set that I'm going to say demand. I hate to use that word, but I want everybody to be treated fairly, kindly. You know, I don't want anybody like not treating the PA the same as they treat me or the star. I demand that. And that starts at the top. So if I can at all produce as well as be in it, it gives me a little bit more say in how everything's run on set, and that it's a good work environment for everybody.
Okay. Well, that's behind the camera, but in front of the character, you play, in front of the camera, you play Jerry. What drew you to a character like Jerry?
Ooh, I love Jerry because she's messy. and to me, like, real life is messy. Even people that look like they have a perfect life, I'm sorry. Behind the curtain, there's always some mess somewhere. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So she's messy. That's what drew me to her. And but with a big heart and always good intentions, even though from the outside world, it may not look like it because of what we expect from people and the box we put everybody in. She may not look like she's a kind-hearted, great person, but she is. So I love her.
Now, here's the thing about Jerry that I loved about that character, where it goes, her arc goes full circle, because you nailed it. She is messy. That is a good way of putting it that way. But it's also, she is, I guess by day, a super serious businesswoman.
Yes.
And when Jerry blows off steam, oh boy, she blows off steam. But it almost, the reason you find out, and I have to do this without spoiling the movie, so yeah. I got to word this question right. The circle part is when she blows off steam, you see she's escaping from some super serious problems.
Yeah, for sure. And I love that you picked that up, because that is another thing about Jerry is like, she's not in the entire film from beginning to end, but she does have a full arc and a full story. And my favorite line in the film is from Jerry. When she says to the Lupe, when she says to the other character, she says, "None of us have it figured out." And isn't that the truth? We're all doing the best we can.
Right. But how do I say it? It's like this, because this is what this whole movie is about. It's about finding yourself.
Yeah.
So when you approach a person like Jerry, who on the surface has it all together, meanwhile you're looking at Luna, who essentially just left everything she ever had to, quote, find herself.
Yeah.
So it's like, for lack of a better term, false idol.
Yeah.
Because, God, it is very hard to ask this question without spoiling the movie. But what I'm getting at is, Luna looks at Jerry in a way, when you first hear it, it's like, oh, this is just how life's supposed to be.
Meanwhile, yes.
Jerry is almost doing everything in her power to say, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
I guess the question I'm getting at here is, did you have that? Because you've been in this business a little bit longer than some of your co-stars.
Absolutely.
I don't want to date you. But did you have those off-the-screen moments like you had on the screen where you're just like, hey, man, maybe you want to look at this or coach him in different ways?
That's a great question. That's a really great question. So as the character or behind the camera you're talking about,
yeah.
Did I want to coach them behind the camera?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm very careful about that because I wear so many hats and I've also directed. I'm very careful as a producer of what advice I give on set. I always want to stay in my lane. If I'm producing, I want to stay in my lane and not step on any toes. But as a human, I'm always giving advice. May not have to be like, anything specific to that, but I'm just really a cheesy cheerleader of like, be kind to yourself and give yourself a little grace. I'm always telling people that. So as a human, I can't help myself. As a creative on set, I stay in my lane.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because a lot of your projects, and I don't know if you're doing this intentionally or not, but you have a way of introducing this meta infotainment thing in your projects. Like,
yes.
like your project, The New Weapon, that was about cyber bullying.
Yeah.
And this film is about self-discovery. What is it about the meta aspects of, I guess, the human condition, masked by the entertainment side of it?
Yeah. Wow. Man, you're coming up with some good questions. You're making me think.
I pay attention.
You're challenging me. Well, I think that's what's current, right? Like the combination of both. And I appreciate you doing your homework, because The New Weapon, I wrote, directed, and produced. And that one came by watching the news, and every morning I'm watching the news and another kid, like 9 years old, 10 years old, killing themselves. And I was like, damn, I'm like, technology is the new weapon now. Right. So I felt that was really important to talk about. That's been used in schools and programs where kids have gotten in trouble with the police, but they're not old enough to get in trouble. So they make them go through a program. They've used that to help them have a different perspective on things. It's interesting because all of the, what we call keyboard warriors, right? Like that do the bullying. When I met with a lot of them because of these programs, the reason that they did it was to be cool to their friends. Like nobody ever really thought that they were going to cause somebody to kill themselves. So at that time when I did that, it was just very relevant. And now I think the human condition is always like Man, nobody's perfect. I know I'm not perfect. I know, I mean, I've lived a very colorful life. So the human condition is always of interest to me. And it's interest to show it in a way of not judgment.
Right.
If so to speak, you know, try to do it without judgment and just encourage people, like I said earlier, to have grace with themselves because it's tough and it's even tougher. So the meta and the art, I mean, geez, if you're an artist and you can do something that's relevant and will include, and meta's so like everything, I mean, as an artist, you want to do something that changes people's perspective. I mean, for me, I can't speak for all artists, for me. So anything that has that kind of vibe to it, I'm really interested in. I can't help it.
Okay.
It's real life. The messy is the real life.
It is. And that's what made it so interesting where I'm going behind the scenes in Girl in the Palms, but there is a connection between the two projects because the whole point of self-discovery is probably getting away from all the fake stuff the keyboard warriors then put up, as you put, yep. Because everyone's perfect on social media. If I had a chance to edit my life, only you saw the good things.
Yes.
And I never have to deal with the bad things. On social media, I look awesome.
That's right. Everybody does.
So, yeah, that's where a movie like Girl in the Palms, the level of self-discovery shows up because it almost seems like, and watch this, tie-in, watch this. It almost seems like Luna got a chance to see different forms of that based on whoever she met in her journey. To ultimately find, and I hate to say it this way, the biggest bully of them all.
Yeah.
Towards the end. So.
Yep.
Was that part of it, or did you, was that just kind of a happy accident?
No, there were no happy accidents. I mean, as you know, like each character was very different that she met. Very, very different. So she learned something from each of them. And I'm not sure if you noticed, but you know, her hair changed the whole time, right? At the end, she's got her natural hair. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's no happy accidents. Sometimes there's happy accidents, but there's no accidents in what we wanted the audience to see.
That was actually my next question, where it was just like, did that reflect whenever her hair color changed, she would meet a new person, and she would do something different. It is hard to talk about this movie without...
I think you're doing a great job, Sam.
It's really... Speaking of challenging moments, what was one of the most challenging moments of filming this project?
Well, you know... And I always keep it real. I would tell you if there was like some crap going on. But I can tell you we shot this in like 13 days... probably 20 locations. We had two cars. We had equipment in one. And everybody you see on camera was also behind the camera. That the first character you meet, she was our second camera, right? Like the Charlie, the vagabond, he was our gaffer. Like we all did all the jobs and we all fit in two cars. So we took... So maybe that would be considered a challenge that we did it so tight. But I think for this material, it helped the material, right? Like we all took this road trip together and it was a really cool road trip, making the road trip movie. And we slept together. We did Airbnbs. We ate together. We drove together. Like it was tight. And everybody very, very different. Very different walks of life. And no other, like if you went to a cocktail party, so to speak, we wouldn't all be there, you know?
Okay.
But I felt shooting this film because of all these people that I met, this great cast and crew that worked so hard. I really left feeling this. And today it's my favorite shoot. I work a lot. That's still my favorite shoot. And I really honestly and sincerely feel I'm a better person for meeting the people in that film. That's it. That is the truth. I am a better person from meeting all of those individuals. So I had equally as great of Road Trip as Luna.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome. And we're at my last question here, so I got to ask. It's almost obligatory, I have to ask this. What's next on the horizon for Michelina?
Woo! Sam, I have 7 films in post-production right now.
All right.
So I don't want to bore you with them all, but I've got 4 or 5 features coming out. I just did a short. I got a TV pilot. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, my life is on Instagram.
Hey, that seems awesome. We'll make sure we put that in a post as we go along. But Michelina, this has been a joy. This has been just a great time for us to just chop it up for a second. I know we don't have a long time, but I just want to speak with
Sam,
you.
How do I follow you, Sam?
Oh, as always, all of our stuff is there. Just talk with Sam, no G and talking on Instagram. Much like you, a lot of my stuff is Instagram. And I'll make sure I post all of this stuff, give you a quick tag in it because...
Oh, that's so sweet.
I want people to see this project, follow the other 7 that you have just kind of lined up.
Thanks, Sam.
And you're welcome back to come over here if you want. We could chop
it up. Oh, man, I'd love it anytime. You've been great. I appreciate you.
Oh, well, Michelina, this has been awesome. Just the time just flew past.
It went by so fast, Sam.
I know.
We're done?
We're done. And I
wish man.
You the best. And congratulations on everything. And like I said,
thank you.
Welcome back anytime you want to come back.
Thank you. God bless, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And there you have it. That was Michelina Scorsese. You can check her out in Girl in the Palms on your favorite streaming platforms. That was a hell of an interview, and she's welcome back whenever she wants. This has been a good one. I love her work. Check her out. Check out the movie, Girl in the Palms, your favorite streaming platform. This was kind of quick, though. I will say this. So, if you're still in the podcast mood, I want you to check out my buddy Mark from My Worst Holiday over there on the Mosaic Network. It's a good storytelling podcast. That's my guy. You can check him out. I've been over there a few times. Man, he's over here crushing it. And always, I want to talk about this for a second. My friends, my guys at the Act Accordingly podcast. With Bash and Z, the great DJ and Manny, and sometimes AJ. Now, for years, I've always big up them because those are my guys. They've been on my podcast for a while. I've been over there. Bash and Z, they're just great. Go to Act Accordingly Podcast, wherever podcasts can be found. However, one cool thing that happened, and we got to get that crossover podcast going soon, we've been doing this on my podcast for a while, even as kids. My buddies are Muslim. I'm Christian. And a lot of the time, it was no beef or nothing like that. It's just like, we don't know the ins and outs of other people's religion. So for a long time, I would do something around the holiday season, Christmas season, and I would kind of sort of, they know, but it's like, hey, here's Christmas. This is what this means. Here's Easter. This is what this means. So, a while ago, my wife had the idea, you know, we really don't know too much other than questions we just ask, and we hate to make it awkward. So, what they would do, so now what they have done is kind of walking us through the line of what they celebrate and what they are. We all kind of sort of knew. And I always thought that was dope. But even as kids, like, you know, around this time of year, my buddies Badge and Z would be in the lunchroom, not eating. And I'm like, hey, guys, it's lunchtime. Like, oh, we're fasting. I'm like, okay, cool. And I always went in my way, like the more cosmetic, like, well, you don't need to lose a couple of LBs. But no, it was religious practice. And they would, like, school me on that. The reason I'm saying all of this is because this happened yesterday. I got a chance to chop it up with them. And we are in the season of Ramadan. And they are schooling me on what that means, even as an adult. So I'm going to sit back and listen. And to the people who are listening to me, I'll play a snippet. This is like a micro episode of the Just Talk. Freudian slip. This is a micro episode of the Act Accordingly podcast with Bash and Z. And I want you guys to check them out. Bash and Z, wherever podcasts can be heard. Yeah, I can say it. I can say it. So with that said, before I close out, we're going to end this podcast with that. Call it like the Marvel Easter egg at the end of the movie where half the people know what they're seeing and the other half don't. So this is good. If it gets you to get over there and check out my buddies at the Act Accordingly podcast, go ahead and check them out. But everything related to the Just Talking with Sam podcast can be found at samshownation.com, your home for everything related to the Just Talking with Sam podcast. And on the socials, I am Just Talking with Sam, no G and talking. Just Talking with Sam, no G and talking on Instagram and Facebook, X or Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, I should say. SamShow11, Just Talking with Sam at gmail.com, no G and talking, just talking with Sam, no G and talking. And that's everything I got for this right now. Please check out Girl of the Palms on your favorite streaming services. And I want to thank Michelina Scorsese for dropping by. So I'm going to leave you with a quick, informative, quotation marks, informative episode of the Act Accordingly podcast with my buddies, Bash and Z, the great, yes, the great DJ M80 and AJ. So, see you guys next time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another special episode of Act Accordingly with Bash and Z. Today is Saturday, April 6th, 2024.
This is not for our listeners.
No, this is a special episode for Mr. Sam with Just Talking with Sam. No G in talking.
I'm gonna tell his listeners something. First of all, actquarterpodcast.com on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Formerly on, or X, formerly known as Twitter.
I messed up.
Yeah. See, that's how you gotta make sure that you say X.
Rusty there. Huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Act According on the Facebook and Instagram. The Men Are Umbrella Act Accordingly Podcast. Actaccordinglypodcast@gmail.com. Your guys' podcast can be heard. You know, you guys, I just want to let them know that his listeners, they could put G in Sam. You could do it if you want.
Don't do it.
Just talking with Sam. Let's use the Queen's or the King's English.
No.
Because the Queen is dead.
She's still on the money, though.
Yeah, he did that. He died of AIDS.
Really?
Hey, he's not going to live long, that guy.
Who, Prince Charles or King
Charles? Yeah, he's pretty old.
Yeah, isn't that messed up? He was winning his whole life. Like,
man.
He was sitting there like, die, die, die.
You old bitch.
Hey, come on, man.
So, Ramadan Kareem. Let's introduce our crack staff real quick. This is going to be a quick episode. This is just for Sam. Right. What's that noise?
AJ, everyone!
What's that?
Why?
We got a full crack staff today. Oh boy.
Yeah, man.
You're going
right
religious
now.
For them. How are you going to do a crack noise and then religious? I don't know why you're smiling. Something's going to happen?
No, you can't do that.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Okay.
AJ is going to do some lawn work today.
Well, pray for me.
Oh, pray for me. Oh, okay.
Ed the Man providing the sounds on the Act Accordingly podcast, yeah. Even though we haven't recorded an episode in a while.
That's it.
He showed up.
I retired.
Got all the tires.
Showed up to honor his contract.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, this doesn't count then, I guess.
No.
So then we're going to keep it going. Because it doesn't go on our platform. It goes on Sam from Just Talking with Sam. Sometimes G with talking.
No G.
Oh, yeah. This is like one of those, what do they call those?
Easter egg!
No, not an
this
Easter egg.
This is an Easter egg!
No, it's not an Easter egg.
It's not an Easter egg.
This is not an Easter egg.
It's definitely an Easter egg.
1 week after Easter egg.
You know, if you pause Sam's show at exactly 59 minutes and 27 seconds, you're going to hear this episode.
Yep.
It's a junket. You know how you do the media junkets?
Oh, yeah, like Byron Allen's
Byron Allen. There you go.
That's the one.
That's
the stolen thunder. He
that's
really
the one.
Wants it.
You know those junkets or whatever? They like have to speed through them. Byron Allen, they have to take
the
time.
Real quick, what Norm said about Byron Allen. He goes, the guy's a genius because he'll go up to somebody and he'll like go up to Harrison Ford. Hey, last time I saw you, you were working out. Tell me, are you still doing it? You know, Harrison Ford doesn't want to be rude to this guy. People think he's racist, so he'll play along with it.
There you go.
Because Byron Allen's black.
You can't. I mean, he's rich, too.
Yeah.
You know, from the Weather Channel.
Yep.
He has a hobby. That's a pretty good hobby. He's pretty funny. But that's not what he's, you know,
he's known successful for. Being rich. He's the richest comedian on earth.
He's the richest weatherman comedian.
Hey, so we're doing this for Sam. It's like a special
thing. Yeah, so they were confused of our holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they were giving us gifts, they said, you know, they didn't know which holiday is ours.
Who was the DJ?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Ziad threw me off my...
That's the producer that threw me off.
Man.
All right, go ahead.
The one and only, the unflappable.
Can I flap
the great DJ.
I'm the one to two.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. We apologize. We send a tsunami of blessings to you.
I'm drowning.
So last time, or not last time, but they had a whole recording, and it was hilarious. Of them trying to understand our religion.
So funny.
Yeah.
So this episode.
And not religion too far off.
So this episode, we're going to try and figure
Natasha
out.
And Natasha was really close. Really
it's not
good.
Natasha, it's Tasha.
Tasha.
No, it's Natasha as well.
Romanoff.
Yeah. Not Natasha.
Yeah, it is Natasha.
So
Tasha.
What we're going to do
it
here is
Natasha.
We're going to figure
Tasha
out.
For sure.
We're going to try and figure out what Easter's all about.
No. Yeah,
why there's a bunny rabbit.
And why this bunny rabbit's laying eggs.
So it's the Cadbury egg people.
Yep.
And why do we want to get to whatever the bunny rabbit is?
Yes.
They don't lay eggs.
Yeah.
They do.
They don't.
Chocolate eggs, with caramel in the middle.
Think about it, but why?
It's chocolate rain.
But why?
Why not?
Because...
Would you turn away that rabbit that came to your house to lay a Cadbury egg?
We had a rabbit when we were a kid, and it had little turds that looked like eggs. Does that count?
What did you name the rabbit? I forgot.
Buster.
Okay, that's what it was. That's what I figured.
Yeah. His name was Buster,
such
the bunny.
Basic rabbit name. Yeah.
No, they named him Buster for a reason.
Here, listen. Here's what Easter is about, right here.
What?
Okay.
This is what I heard. I'm not sure about it.
Okay.
Sanctum Peter Otium, Deus in Reunium, Vipitis Papatus
Reus, South Park. South Park.
You told me you don't like South Park.
I don't even know what they're saying.
You booked me for it.
I don't even know what they're saying.
They're talking about Hippotus Hoppotus. I don't know.
Yeah, there was a whole Easter episode of South Park.
Sure, yeah, I mean, they've been on for a while. Little PSA. Really, there's two holidays, Ramadan and Eid. And Eid comes twice. So, you know, if it's Ramadan, say Ramadan Kareem or Kareem, like the basketball player, right? I know how you guys like basketball players over there in Detroit. Right? Because they have a basketball team and nothing else.
Right.
All right.
Good job, Ziad.
And then there's Eid Mubarak. See, I angled it for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't have to sound out. That's it. Everything else, you know, they're nice. But those are the two ones, the main ones. But anyways, we got them nice gifts. We really care about them.
We love them, and we.
Nah, we're
them.
Not there yet.
Oh, okay.
My bad. I thought you were leading up to.
Oh, are we done?
No, we're not.
That's
done
what
yet.
I thought it was.
No, we're not done.
I thought we were doing a short.
No, it is a short. Yeah, okay. a little thing, you know. I mean, but we're doing like their short.
My bad.
Like our short is like a minute or two. There's
so
like
we're doing that. We're doing the normal Act Accordingly episode.
No, not that long short. We appreciate them. They always think of us.
And we miss them.
They always think of us during their holidays. So we want to think of them during our holidays. So we really hope
I love you.
You enjoy the gifts.
And I miss you.
No. Are we done?
I like that you disagreed, but you did the sound.
I couldn't, you know. It's just, it's like you're spiraling, you know. Bash, Carrie, add anything to our good friend Sam? And Tasha or Natasha?
I hope that you got them a good enough gift.
Yeah,
because they always send some solid gifts.
Oh yes, man, the bobbleheads are awesome. I found a microphone in the box.
The
like,
Funko
about,
Pops.
A later, I felt like I got a new gift. To get
I found a coffee mug in mine.
Well, we found it right away though.
Was it? I thought I found it at home.
No, we tried to figure out what it was, and then you figured it out like an hour later.
Okay,
or something like that.
Yeah,
my beard is nice. My beard is still falling off on my Funko Pop.
Craggle it.
I'm sorry?
What's Craggle?
Craggle. You guys never watched that Lego movie?
Oh, no. I never watched it.
I've seen it, but I don't know what a Craggle is.
Or just leave it off and shave your beard.
No, I have zero chin.
I look like a turtle when I shave my beard.
Yeah. It was like, who is this, this strange man? Anyways, so that's our short. Guys, If you guys see Sam, tell him Eid Mubarak, right?
Yeah. Say Eid.
Eid.
Like eating, but well, with a D.
Yeah.
Eid.
Yeah.
And then Moo.
Like April and the D.
The noise that a cow makes, Moo.
Yes, Moo.
And then
Barak.
President Barack Obama.
Yeah, Barak.
Right. So they say Moo Barak.
There it is.
Eid Moo Barak.
There you go. Let's see, that's our sounds. Giving you the sounds of how to make it.
Are we learning a word?
Yep.
Hold on a second.
Eid Mubarak.
Come on, man.
Do you have a word ready?
I have an emergency one. I guess I have to burn.
I knew he would. I knew he would. I got to take it aside. I don't know. There's a delay. This computer needs to
Okay. Bash of the word is Baghdad.
Really?
Nice.
I like that.
I don't even like this. And I'm fasting. So you guys know I don't like this because I can't. I'm not going to lie.
Is it going to be like back something?
Oh. Yeah, back in time. Yeah, yeah. With Michael J. Fox. You know, I haven't watched that special yet. DJ Meaty?
So good, man.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. Then he dies. Then I'll cry. It's about Michael J. Fox and his Parkinson's disease.
But he died?
No, he'll eventually die from it. All, you know.
He's sad about it. He's not sad about it. He's cool.
He's very cool, but I like him. You don't hear anything bad about him, and I don't want to. So don't tell me anything bad about Michael J. Fox, please. All right? So this is for... Okay. For those of you who don't know, we'll usually stop the show, and we'll just do a word of the week.
Baghdad.
There it is. He plays the song, and he plays that music.
Baghdad. City and capital of Iraq on the Tigris River. Population 3,841,268.
Oh, that was a very precise number. Why is the number so precise?
I got my daughter a bag, a purse. I bought shit. I'm trying to do it without reading it. I got her a purse for Eid.
Did you really? Or are you like?
Yeah. And then she said, thanks for the bag, Dad.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I really like that too. I enjoy that very much.
Yeah. Here you go. This is for you, Bash.
And I really did give her a bag. Yes, I did.
That's good.
Yeah. So there you go. And even if I did, I could give her a gift bag, and that still counts.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's our show, our short. Listen to us on the Act According podcast wherever you could hear us. I'm zone out. I'm sundowning.
I'm zone out.
All right, zone out.
Usually I stutter. So that was one of them. Go ahead and hit the stutter button, please.
Okay.
All right. He's gonna play the kid probably.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't do that to you. I don't know.
He's gonna play the. Oh, that one's okay. This is okay. Anyways, Akkori Podcast.
Like hype man.
Akkori Podcast.com on the X form known as Twitter, Akkori Podcast. Akkori Podcast under the Meta umbrella. AkkoriPodcast@gmail.com. Your girls' podcast can be heard.
Heard.
From DJ DJ Bash and myself.
DJ Bash myself.
We love you.
I love you.
And we miss you.
See you guys.
You skipped my name. You said DJ.
Yeah, you're DJ. You're DJ AJ.
Damn.
I'm the last.